Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Well, so now we know what we need to do the day after Christmas to start the new year. Right. Well, here now with her take on what we can look forward to in 2016 is a very experienced seller, Sherry Gilson. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, My Little General Store, all one word. Sherry, what do we have to look forward to in the coming new year?
Well, hi, guys. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you both. You know what? We always get a do-over every year, and we can start fresh, and that means mentally and attitude-wise. So we think about what we did that worked really well and what we need to focus on that will help us so that the things that didn't work are in our past. They're gone. It's done. It's over with. Now we can start fresh and new. I think January is always that thing for everybody. It's like, oh, it's a new year. Let's start fresh. So my suggestion is start fresh with your thinking. Think differently than you thought about last year.
And how can we do that?
One of the things that I think is having a positive expectation of what's going to happen. I think that we are in the throes of a very exciting 2016 because of where eBay is going. And as was spoken about on the last segment, that birthday party, the 20th birthday party, that made such a difference. And I know that that's carrying through the eBay employees, that the connection there between the employees and the sellers is better than it has ever been. It's always been good. We've never had a problem. We've never really seen a bad time in the 13 years we've been selling. But it's exciting now. It's really exciting. And I think one of the things that would help a lot of the sellers, if they didn't come to the party, go on and watch the videos from that. Because if that doesn't get you excited, then you don't have a hot button.
Griff, it should say something to eBay that the clapping tunnel turned out to be the most exciting thing that they went through at that party. That's all everybody talks about is that clapping tunnel, and they almost have tears in their eyes when they talk about it.
It is a unique eBay feature, and it's traditional, historic from the old days of eBay Live. So it's.
But
it was
thanking the seller.
Oh, absolutely!
It was applauding the seller, and I think they needed to feel that.
And you know what it is, though? It instilled in the eBay employees something special. Also, I can see that they're carrying that through with their new employees, that they're building in that community, that almost family type of thing. Like, you know, we're part of a group together. I see that what's happening where people have made sacrifices to do things to help sellers become better sellers is really encouraging. And there's a lot of things out there that are trying to pull it away. You know the crab pot? Do you know what the crab pot is?
No,
what's that?
The crab pot is they put all the crabs in one pot, boiling water, and one crab will try to get out, and they'll try to crawl out, but the rest of them pull them back down into the pot. Don't let that happen to you. Stay off the groups or stop listening to the ones that want to pull you back into the pot.
Yeah,
if you run into a Facebook group or whatever, that their only reason for being there is negativity, you need to get out of there really fast.
Absolutely.
Because it will bring you down, even if you consciously say to yourself, well, I'm strong, I'm not going to let anything like that happen. It does happen. Didn't your mother tell you, you know, that be careful who you sleep with, you might wake up with fleas? It's the same thing. It's all negativity. No, Griff. Really? I mean, you cannot hang around these people and come out and not have fleas. You will.
It is a Sherry is right. It is. Whereas I think there's the opportunity to share valuable information and experiences, there is also the risk of being pulled into discussions that are nothing but negative and actually can influence you to make decisions about how you operate your business that can negatively impact your bottom line.
And may I say that being a positive person is a work in progress?
That's true.
Because you're challenged every day by different things. Don't go over to the dark side just because something happened to your sales or you had a bad customer. So you're going to go on this Facebook group that does nothing but have negativity. Or it doesn't have to be a Facebook group. It can be somebody's column or blog.
That's true.
Don't immediately go to the dark side when something happens. You need to do the exact opposite, in fact.
Well,
you
I
need to go to the light.
Go to the, and I think that's what Sherry is telling us.
Yes. So, Sherry, a lot of people talk about the new year, doing their business differently. In fact, my tip for this morning was to take your eBay sales for this year, add them up, and add 15%, whatever more you want to make next year to it, because sales departments do that all the time. When you work in a sales department, your boss comes to you and says, Lee, we want you to do 15% more this next year than you did last year. And you know what he's really saying is, or you're going to lose your job. But it's possible to do it. You might have to raise your prices a little. You may have to do other things. Are you planning on doing something different in 2016?
You know what? I am. You know what? There's some great tools out there to use to improve our listings, and I'm working on one right now that I really like, and it's already has done some things for me. But I want to get a start on making my listings better. They're never always the best. You can always make them a little bit better, and you can always check things that are going to help you have a better conversion rate, make your listings look a little more professional. I think that's the one thing that sellers will want to do is they're going to want to make their listings effective. In other words, somebody's going to see that. They're going to go, wow, they're a serious seller, and they're going to want to buy from you. But sometimes there's a learning curve. So start learning some of that stuff now. Look and see what you can do to improve your listings.
Okay, I have a wonderful listing of yours that I just adore. Griff, it is, here's the item number.
Okay.
3714-5760-1128. Again, that's 3714-5760-1128. First of all, I love it. I wish it were my size. It's not. Denim & Company red fringe leather suede jacket. Isn't that beautiful?
That's fantastic.
It's gorgeous. Yes. But if you look at her listing, look down underneath where she's got the item description, item specifics. Isn't that perfect?
It's very easy to read, yes.
Look at that. You have great listings, Sherry.
Oh, thank you. I say some of the newer ones that I have on, I've done something even different. And I'm not sure. I'm testing it. It does come up on mobile very nicely, and it creates a very professional-looking listing. But I'm testing it. And if it seems to work well for me, then that's one of the things I'm going to do in the new year, is improve. Improve it with new tools. And, you know, like some of your sponsors, like WorthPoint, they're coming out with things that are going to be absolutely amazing to help sellers do better. There's another one called SnapPost. There's Crazy Lister. eBay for Business is really good. And your local meetup group. You don't have to be just in your little box and not around people, because when we get around people, we learn from them. And I think that's it's a needed thing for most of us to have a little bit of connection with people in real life as opposed to on the computer all the time.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity for you to mention your group.
Yes. We just happen to have a meetup group here in the Bay Area, and if you're anywhere close, we have people that come down from Sacramento and Vacaville and down up from Napa area. So we'd love to have you. We're always the fourth Tuesday of the month, and we hold our meetings at eBay headquarters.
Right, and
so
that's...
we're going to have some... Go ahead.
No, that's coming up in this January.
Yes, it is. It's the fourth Tuesday. I don't know what the date is. But we've got some great things planned for sellers this year, and I'll share some of that stuff with the other eBay meetup organizers. Because we've got some really interesting things coming up, but also we've got that privilege of having eBay employees. And I wanted to say one thing about that with eBay employees. When we were at a dinner with some of the new employees, and one of the ladies there who is a new employee, she said to me, she goes, you know, she says, I wondered what my purpose was for coming to work at eBay. I wasn't sure what it was. And then after hearing sellers and how it improved their lives and did things for their lives, she says, I know what my purpose is now.
Oh, I
Sherry,
love
that's
that.
A great story. We'll talk more in the coming year. This segment was brought to you by Rhody. Next up, call Santa at 888-RADIO-30 and maybe he'll give you a gift here on eBay Radio.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Both male and female reindeer grow antlers each year. Male reindeer drop their antlers at the beginning of winter. Therefore, all of Santa's reindeer from Comet to Blitzen are girls. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.